method of fasting, but before we could start our work, we had to deal with one point of procedure. I must also apologize for Honorable Killian. She got a meeting, but she's trying to get up to that meeting so that she can come here and join us to this meeting. So I hope that she will manage to get up to that meeting and come and join us. But before we, probably let me present the report of the task team with Member Patrick, those who are the task team. Probably the members will add, in particular those who are leading the task team from the different parties. From the ANC, we had Honorable Rutua and Honorable Trevor. From the IFP was Honorable Van der Merwe. And from the Democratic Alliance was Honorable Shee. And from COPE was Honorable Trillet. We met, but the first thing we should deal with is the task team, which also is going to require the understanding or the application of this meeting. But around the issue of the nominations which we had, originally we had 147 nominations, of which there are still 147 even now. However, we discovered that there were two nominations which were made, but due to the pressure of work in the administration, they could not be processed in time. We then discovered that indeed those people, after consulting the legal service of Parliament, that it will be fair that those two nominations, we gave them opportunity that we also consider their CVs. The two names which were omitted originally was for Mr. Stephen Lagat or Legat and Mr. Maud and Mia. After the legal service explained to the committee, to the task team, we accepted that we are going to give them some time, and indeed as we are proceeding during the shortlisting of the nominations, we did receive their CVs. For both Mr. Legard and Mr. Mia. But before we could check their CVs, we took a decision that let us proceed with the issue of shortlisting. We consider the issue of the two CVs or information later after we finalize our nomination, our shortlisting of the nominations which we did. Probably the letter which will come later, the one I'm talking about now, just said to say that indeed we had to include the two CVs, Stephen Legat and Mahmoud. I will come then to the discussion around that. And then we took a decision that let us proceed and shortly the 86. We'll see later the issue of the two. And then the task team and different parties, we came with our preferences, our people which we wanted to see as part of the 86, which we're supposed to show. We actually on the 86 we finally agreed as parties that this is what's going to be our 86 and so on. I felt the issues have started with two CVs which probably we need to engage at. But before we engage on the issue of the 86 we were agreed upon in the task team, probably need to engage on the issue of the two CVs that they were looking to the two CVs. We discovered that Mr. Stephen Legat, in terms of the Act, the Broadcasting Act, he does not qualify to stand as the fourth member. now the issue which we thought we did it for this meeting was the issue in terms of what do we do about the issue of Marut, so that we analyze that matter before giving the issue of names which has been nominated for. But for that, to finalize that particular discussion, because we didn't conclude it ourselves, that particular discussion is to give the parties in terms of reflecting that particular in this matter of Mr. Mahmoud Mir, how do we deal with this matter and then we proceed with what to do with the service and the honorable.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. From the side of the African National Congress, we are saying we do understand that the committee has resolved that the list will be the shortlist up to 36 people. We do understand that. But we have to propose to the committee that also taking into consideration the circumstances that led to the challenges regarding the last two CVs. Number one, we accept that Mr. Lila doesn't qualify as per the requirement. He does not qualify, there's nothing that we can do. He can be left out because he's a non-South African citizen. Number two, we want to request the portfolio committee to accommodate Mr. Mahmoud. Now that will increase our shortlisting from 36 to 67. And then this portfolio committee that took the decision to shortlist 36, that is why we are appealing to the same portfolio committee that day. Let's accommodate Mr. Mahmoud, then our shortlisting names will be 37. So I only limited my input only to but in terms of the other 6 names, though we have not yet attended the next at the African National Congress, unless we have agreed with the tax team, if you are part of the tax team, we are not the tax delegation.
Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Having, you know, obviously had a very long day with all the CVs and the latest one, I don't believe that this committee should extend the size of the shortlist. We did decide that we would have a minimum of 30 and a maximum of 36. We have 36. And having read the CV of Mr. Mir, we have plenty of people on the shortlist who have similar qualifications and expertise, and I do not believe that it is justifiable for us to exceed the maximum for the shortlist to be 36. He does not bring anything special that we don't already have on the shortlist.
Thank you. Honourable Parliament.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson. I would fully agree with the sentiment raised by the DA. I think we should firstly stick to the limit and stick to ourselves, which is the 36. And secondly, also fully agreeing, looking at his CV, he's a person with finance and corporate experience, and we've already included that in the shortlist. I don't think he has got any new skills that we have omitted from our list. And therefore, I also really propose that we stick to the 36 names that we have already concluded on, or which we've proposed. Thank you.
Thank you. What do I need to do? Honourable State.
Thank you for your opportunity, Chair. Not taking it part of the tossing, I just want some clarity. Is the idea of adding this individual as a 37th person on the shortlist purely because of the original omission? Because I would like to believe that the task team did evaluate this individual like they did the other 147, And therefore, if the only reason is to add this individual on is because of the original omission of getting the seed to all the members last week, Thursday, then I would go along with my colleagues. If you've applied your mind to receive it, and he would not have made the short list anyway if the CD was received by all of us last week, then I do not believe that we should consider you simply because the CD was given late to the posting. Thank you.
Thanks, Honourable Stain. The reason why we're discussing is because we will not analyze it then. Because it's not. Honourable Stain, and I think Evan also is in some.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. With all fairness, Honourable Chair, we received all the seeds in time. We have enough time and opportunity to engage, to go through and produce all the seeds. The CV of Mr. Mahood, we did not have enough time to deal with the CV and to go through the CV, unlike other CVs that we have. As per the agreement of the task team, we only dealt with the CV immediately after we have finalized the shortlisting of the 36. So what I'm saying, well, honestly, we did not have enough time to look into the CV. So we cannot say, because he's having these skills, he's having that. And again, Chair, in the same 36 that we have shortlisted, there are many people with the same skill. So it won't be the same, the only person with the skill that other people are having. If we go through all the 36, we have players there, we have some people are journalists, it's not only one person is a journalist. We have some people there with a good business practice, it's not only one person with business practice. So to me, that is not enough to say you must disqualify him. And I'm saying, unfortunately because of other challenges that have explained, we did not receive his CV in time, and we have agreed that we will accommodate in terms of part of the shortlist. That's not that we will shortlist, that will also form part of the CVs that we go through. But it was not really, really easy. We don't have that CV before us like other CVs, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Deacon. Chair, I wanted to say, I mean, the way I look at it is if we when we received all the CDC CV was spent, it must have been shortlisted, like those that are shortlisted with his qualification. The point is that administratively he has been treated as because his CV was there, but administratively it was a process. And as a result, I think that is treating him as failure unjustly. And to make up for that, I thought, I mean, one extra shortlist. This is not the final thing. We're still going to interview and take another decision. Just because initially he was unjustly treated, because instead of submitting his team like other series, it was left out. And I'm saying to level the play field for him to treat him justly. I think he must be given the opportunity to be shortlisted. Because if he was there, he might have been shortlisted. And I think it will help, you know, just to square that up. I don't think after we have accepted 36 shortlisted people, we should really take a lot of time out of one person. Because I don't know what it is shortlisting. And finally, we still going to interview and take the final decision. So I'm appealing that we just accept him for a lot, and when we finally decide, we'll see.
Thanks very much, Honorable Kekana. And that's where we are. On the map. I think you understand it very well, Honourable Chair. I hear what you are saying, that it becomes a very difficult issue to deal with, in particular because of the administrative issues that those things were not done in time, and other things also.
we can explain to the task team the system which we had ourselves and see the legal services advise us about these matters and so on. And we took up the matter and tried to see it and so on. But members, we got two of you. We have the ANC one, the CD to be added in, and have 11 instead of 36. The other parties, they are saying no, we must not do that because we've got the other things already, which are existing there. It would expect that I will just decide on the matter I want. This is the matter for the parties to resolve it, so that we are able to move forward. We are tired, of course. Because we have been discussing a long day to deal with the issues. But this is the matter before us.
Chairperson, it's not because I'm tired, but looking at the numbers, I don't think myself and the DA will win this fight. So I think it's better to proceed. Of course, we put our proposal on the table and we've motivated why we feel it's not necessary to include it. But we've taken into consideration what ANC is also.
Okay,
so I think it's best
that
we proceed.
Thank you very much. Do you have a problem?
I don't want to assume that maybe I speak what the Honourable Panel member was saying. But if the proceed part of it means that that includes Mr. Mohammed, then I could care.
Other problems?
Jason, as I said before, I didn't agree with including him because, like I said, I just scanned through the CV. But if we take this matter to a vote, we'll lose out anyway. You've got a majority, so I'm saying we've put our motivation on the table as to why we feel that he should not be included. But if the feeling is from the majority that we should include him, then I see no harm in us proceeding by including him.
Thanks very much, Honourable Panderman. I must say, if the task team was an open meeting today, we've been taking a lead in quite a number of issues. Probably, I must say, if you are not there, probably you should not have finished our work as a person. Honourable Shin, Mastori agrees that we have assisted us in most cases where we had deadlock to move. So now I start to understand that experience does count as looking what to deal with. But thank you very much, members. We'll proceed in that manner. What it will simply mean is to, instead of shortlisting 36 people, it's just shortlist 37, adding the last CV of Mahmoud Mir to make it 37, and those are the people which will then it's called for interview. I think members of the group have an opportunity to scrutinize the whole issue. Remember, let me table the task team or Honourable Hussein.
Thank you, Chair. May I just ask now that this individual is going to be included, or if you see eyes and a bridge C, if we could have the full application. And then the reason I'm asking for that, Chair, is I was a bit concerned amongst the other 147. There's at least three that I picked up where there doesn't appear to be a nomination. Now, my understanding is that if there is no nomination, the application is not complete. And I was wondering why those people were included anyway in the 147. Is it not correct that at the closing of the nomination period, if an application is not complete, for example, there is no nomination, and thus therefore not an acceptance of the nomination, that particular application is not complete and should not be looked at. I can name specifically three. One of them was a waiting nomination letter. Now, again, if the nomination letter wasn't received by the closing of the nomination period, and I'm asking for guidance, is that particular application valid or not? Thank you.
Why is it that? Okay, I will respond. Ordinary what happened is that during the closing time, you close in terms of receiving. It happens that when you close in terms of receiving, you've got people who have ordered already their nomination or other documents that are incomplete. That process continues after closing and so on. You see that some of the information arrived late when CVs were submitted and so on. After the closing, the period and so on. So when the time for closing comes, we close to receive the CVs or to receive anything as a set instance. As those things which are there but incomplete, it becomes a different case because what needs to happen is that administrative, we have to call them and follow them up sometimes to say, see your document and the other things and so on. So some they did that and received that. But the Home Secretary explained in the morning that part of the problem is that when the closing date happened, the following week we're going for oversight for the public hearing. And the following week we're going for a public hearing again. So we have almost 2 weeks where they're not settled in the office. That has also delayed the process for them to start to call people to submit their documents in time. That's the explanation which we got, which we understood in the end because we are committed for operating one committee secretary instead of two. Suppose we have two committee secretaries but we're operating with one. So that also put a pressure at one person to, because it's an incomplete, one can say that. So you can't operate with one person. It's just to kill that person, to try to do that. So that was the problem. The problem also a further delay of receiving the other information from the other person. Thanks. And but we should just proceed in terms of the name. We share the parties of our group that vote. Of course, it will be 37. I was already 37. Okay. I don't want to commit a mistake now, it's taking a long day in terms of dealing with the numbers. But probably, the task team next. And we look in terms of the 147 CVs. I must say something strange is that even if you put the two names, it will still remain 147. You have noticed that you have skipped one number in terms of the, when they're doing the numbering. So there was one number skipped. So both of them, if you put them, we still have 147. It does not increase our number of the application or nomination. But in terms, I'm going to read it in terms of order of presence. So when I read it, you must not say it was not the PT to the law. I'm just going to read it as well, put it. It's not even in terms of the number of things. It's not the limiting it and so on. The first name which we have agreed upon, in terms of the CV, to the CV number 87, which is Kate Erskine. The next one is CV number 86. I assume that members have gone through the CV. I don't need to say why they speak. Because of this set of those who understand that areas and so on. The second one is 86, Romulo B. The third one, 96, Charlotte Mampan, 101, it's Leah Kumalo here, you've got city number 69, Mr. Joe Makamula, CV number 10, Claire O'Neill, 99, Ellen Chabalala, 82, Paul Sirote, Mr. 75, that will be Lazarus, the robber, 122, William Gumede, 52, Martin Musan, 52, Martin Mzana, 114, Nolutando Gosha. I'll ask members of the task team to note the numbers so that if I put the wrong number, the names are correct. Because I would sense that some of the numbers might not be the right one. 114, Nolutando Gosha. 54, Mel O'Brien, 117, Prof. Bongan Kumalo, number 4, Amanda Madiziza, 142, Osmosin Mabuso, 14, David Thompson, 25, Aaron Chitumba, 84, Rachel Kabila, 76, Lukong Chinde, 118, Mulaheni Makube, I think it's professor as well, 132, Colonel Siko Matomuli, 138, Tulane Chefuta, 98, Dudusile Dituaba, 116, Nombuyo Mplakaza, 39, Krish Naidu, 12, Daki Ephraim Africa, 97, Constance Siyo Sengwe, Madam. I forget me, 141, Lizzy Rajitanga, 28, Hope Zinde, it's Miss, not Mister. 120, Chiziyambi Chivase, Penda, it's Madam. 70, John Matheson, 34, J.J. Rousseau, 136, Theodore Mtsetisi Jordan, the same name is Jordan. 3, Zola Majabu, 92, Tembinkosi Bonagele, not him, he doesn't qualify. 121, Mahmoud Mia, the one who presented. But before I can confirm everything, I had a sense in some of the numbers in the name that they might not be the correct one. I would like to the task team members to correct me if we have that before confirming them. Are those the correct name? Number 69. Yes, I did deal with 69. At that time, it seems that I was causing something which was not finally there. Because I don't want to conclude the process and then make that people are happy. And only to find that it was an error. Probably those will be the name which we have. But before I conclude that, I just want to confirm the task members before I come to final agreement in few task minutes. Thank you very much, member of the task team. I'm told these are all the names. We cross-check the names which I was not sure of, and indeed is there. That will be all the names which we are putting before this committee as a task team for an adoption, so that we can call all those who are nominated to come with from probably Tuesday next week for the interview, as we got from Tuesday to Friday line up for interview next week. Whether we finish in those days, we're not sure. We'll see how far we go. Members, that is the report which we are presenting before yourself from the task team for your consideration. You are tired. Honourable Chair.
No, thank you very much, Honourable Chair. I will move for the adoption of the report on the list presented by the Chair.
And Ms. Honourable Panel Member, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the proposal.
It's just that the Honourable Chair.
Okay, simply a question of the process forward. I just want to inquire in terms of the vetting process, which you all know takes quite a bit of time. Are the 37 shortlisted people going to be vetted in terms of security and qualifications, or only the people, the final list that will be presented?
We earlier had a discussion before about this matter, where we appreciated that the time is not on our side. We have loved to subject everyone, the entire 47, to that process. Now we are shortlisted. Of course, is that we will have to proceed with our work as a committee to interview, even if that process is unfolding. We will see when the process is made, if there are substantive issues which need to be taken. The reality is that if we don't do that, members, as we've discussed, is that end of September, the term of the entire board comes to an end. From 25th August to 6th September, we are not in Parliament in the constituent period. We are only coming to Parliament at that time. And the last time we checked the program of Parliament, the sitting of Parliament was going to happen from the second or from the 8th week or so of September. Where probably at that time we need to take our report to the National Assembly for processing and so on. So we hope that that 2 weeks break and the work which will be done next week, the process of checking qualification and other things have to proceed. Then we will see how the processes are going to meet, but as we indicated at the time, so that we're trying to go to everything at that time and so on. It's okay, Honourable Sir. Thank you very much, members. That will conclude the issue of the shortlisting in terms of the nomination of the SAPC. The one issue, members, which we can come to you probably tomorrow or Friday, is a matter about the new Minister of Communication. He made an indication that he might like to give an opportunity probably next week Tuesday to make a presentation before the committee in terms of where it's taking the department from now. So if that will happen, it will mean we might have to use the first 2 hours in the morning to give him that opportunity. I hope we can be able to finalize this matter within 2 hours, and then we can then start our interviews thereafter. In terms of the process of Parliament, we've applied, because next week we are sitting, we've been given the permission to meet for the entire week until Friday. However, that during the sitting, if a quorum is required in the House, or there is a voting, we have to adjourn and go and deal with that and come back and continue with our work.
So that's where we are. But after confirming the issue about the minister, then we'll be able to interact with a member. But we have provisionally put it in the program for next week. But we still want to confirm to whether it's going to happen or should they just be in the interview without the minister presenting. We'll come back to you about it. Otherwise, thank you very much. Those who are not working here tomorrow, go well. Have a great weekend. Behave yourself to give all of you to the year for the interview and so on. For those who like to see the names and so on, I don't want the committee secretary to commit mistakes. I want him to put nice down the names in terms of the CV numbering and so on. You get it from the government website for tomorrow. The name, it will be on the Parliament website for all those shortlisted for tomorrow. Thanks very much. And thanks very much for your cooperation, all of you. Thank you very much.
I don't own Parliament staff. Into you have it, What are you talking about?
I enjoyed this.
Just because we're in Cape Town.
Most of the time, you don't see anything.
I don't
have
cars.
Yeah, that's enough. You have money in your pocket.
Hey, give me, you owe me.
I have money. Can you believe it? I'm rich.
I'm rich.
Sorry. I am rich.
I can see you.
I have money in silver.